And I wish to reserve 10 minutes of my time for rebuttal.
Fine. Thank you, Ms. Leonard.
Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the court. My name is Debbie Leonard on behalf of the appellants. Also present in the courtroom today are some of the Diamond Valley farmers whose livelihoods are at stake in this matter. May 12, 1960, that is a critical date in Diamond Valley because it represents the difference between a prospering agricultural community and the loss of many livelihoods with associated effects on Eureka County. Why is that? Throughout the 1960s, many people were starting to farm in Diamond Valley and obtaining permits from the state engineer to appropriate groundwater. People were successful in working the land, and Diamond Valley thrived. But Diamond Valley has been more successful than the aquifer can sustain. The state engineer has determined that 30,000 acre feet annually is the basin's perennial yield. And May 12, 1960 is the date on which the state engineer had cumulatively issued 30,000 acre feet of groundwater appropriations. As a result, May 12, 1960 became the line of demarcation between senior and junior appropriators. So under strict application of the prior appropriation doctrine, those water rights that post-date May 12, 1960 would be cut off in a process known as curtailment. So what would that look like? Well, I refer the court to Appendix F of the GMP, and you will see two things on there. First, you will see that 81% of the permits that have been issued for groundwater in Diamond Valley fall below this cutoff line. So curtailment would gravely affect many people and also Eureka County. The second thing you will see is the sheer number of appropriations that occurred around this, within a small window of time, 1960 to 1961, meaning that the juniors, some of whom come within just days of the cutoff line and have been diligently working the land for 60 years under duly issued permits, would lose everything. So why do I start with this? Well, this is the problem the legislature was trying to solve in 2011 when it passed AB 490. It wanted to address over-appropriation and the impacts on the groundwater resources, but it also wanted to avoid the devastating impacts of curtailment by priority in groundwater basins if it were strictly enforced. This legislative intent is the lens through which the court must view the statute. The district court made no effort to analyze the legislative intent. It only speculated as to what the legislature did not intend.
Well, if they intended to affect vested rights, wouldn't they have said so? If they wanted to affect prior appropriation, they could have expressly said that in the statutes throughout Chapter 533 and 34, make it very clear prior appropriation, first in time, first in right.
So I think let's look at the statutory language, because I think they do say that specifically. They say that, well, first of all, AB 419 created this critical management area designation that did not previously exist. And then if a basin has been designated a critical management area for at least 10 consecutive years, the legislature required the state engineer to limit withdrawals, to restrict them to conform to priority rights. And this is the key language: unless a groundwater management plan has been approved for the basin pursuant to NRS 534.037. So this language expressly authorized the state engineer to not conform to priority rights, but only in very limited circumstances, where there's a CMA designation, and so long as the groundwater management plan complies with this language of the statute in NRS 534.037. And if you turn to that, I think it's important to see what these limited circumstances of making an exception to prior appropriation, what they look like. First, the legislature said it allowed a simple majority of permit and certificate holders to petition for approval of a GMP. So the legislature said, you know, prior appropriation presents this intractable problem of how do we address the situation we're in where the resources are affected, but there are, but if we enforce strict appropriation, it would be devastating. And they said, the legislature said, let's put the onus on the local community to come up with a solution that works for them.